Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I think I'm going to start the show by talking about the stuff in Cincinnati, and that's just because we feel like doing it that way, and this program is not necessarily going to be held to any particular timetable, any schedule, or any kind of a bit formulation that the hardcore fans may want us to hold to or anybody else. It's a situation in Cincinnati that we're sort of familiar with here in Los Angeles because they may have a cop problem there. And what I mean by a cop problem is this. We had a cop problem, we still do here in Los Angeles, because we have a few cops who want to be Mexican cops. They don't want to be American police. They want to be like Filipino cops. They want to be cops like from Brazil. In other words, they want to practice police torture and they want to take money from people, etc. Now, I don't know that the situation in Cincinnati is that bad. They may be on their way to something like that. Five guys dead since September, 15 men dead in the last 5 years. Now, there's one of two things going on there. Either the black people in Cincinnati are just the worst black people in the world and deserve to be shot at a record clip, or there's something wrong with their cops. Like they don't have procedures whereby a guy can break off a chase if the dude is wanted in 15 states for spitting on the sidewalk. The guy's got a bench warrant out for him for leaving chewing gum under somebody's seat. Like they issued a bench warrant because the guy was drinking on the beach. I don't know. You got to chase somebody, jump a fence, hopped on a guy, thought he was in fear of his life. I'm not a cop, so I'm not going to comment specifically on when a cop gets to fear for his life. He's chasing a guy who's wanted for seatbelt violations. He went to his waistband. He thought he was in danger, so he shot the guy. I don't know. Now, if he's a felon wanted for assault, maybe it's a murder, maybe it's an assault, maybe it's a robbery or something like that, it's probably a reasonable expectation that the guy is armed. If this is a guy that's wanted for taking a leak behind a warehouse someplace, maybe you can look the guy up the next day at his mama's address. And then you say to me, what do you do if he runs then, Phil? Well, you know what? I don't know. But I know that you guys are smarter than me. You can come up with some procedure for that so that you're not wasting valuable manpower chasing down some guy that took a leak in the river or something. Now, what do I mean by a Mexican cop? Mexican cops, well, they're Mexican cops. They're not real cops. See, in America, we're supposed to have a standard by which a cop behaves. He's supposed to be the most professional. He's supposed to be the standard for police in the world. Now, down in Mexico, they do whatever the hell they want to do. You pay them off. They do the same thing. And so these third world cops, right? We don't do that here. Now, there's a lot of people in this country, a lot of citizens, who would like to see the police do that. They'd like to see them take those kind of liberties because that's hard ass, because that seems Machiavellian. It seems what's needed. That's what's needed. You know, we got to get hard ass with people. We got to bust some heads and screw this Constitution. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's do what the Mexicans do. Let's start paying people off. Let's start buying people. Let's start practicing police torture. Let's just start wearing fatigues off the side of the road in the brand new black and white Camaro off the Baja Highway, funky ass Federale kind of a thing. But this is America, so we still hold out hope that maybe these coppers know how to do something a little bit better than that. So that's why we take guys from Ramparts, whoever these guys were, and we put them on trial, and that's why we put cops away in prison in this country. Because sometimes they don't act like American cops should act. So they might have a cop problem in Cincinnati, and the cop problem they got back there may not be so egregious. I'm not saying these guys that their professionalism has completely left them to the point where they're taking payoffs. But I'm saying they got one of those problems, you know, where there's no procedure, there's no idea of what anybody else is doing, and nobody gets serious about these things, you notice, until somebody starts breaking some windows. See, don't make any mistake about it. Violence is an alternative. Don't give me this high-handed bullcrap about how violence is not an alternative. It's a very definite alternative. Stuff changes. Things happen. Problems get solved when people get violent. I get these people getting together down here at these churches, let the healing begin. You want to know when all that happens? After some guy burns a house down. Somebody throws a brick. someone gets shot. That's when all these people want to get together and start singing hymns. Same thing going to happen in Cincinnati. This thing's going to get chilled out, and people are going to start talking about let the healing begin, and let's bring our community together. And we didn't know we had a problem. Only 15 guys got iced in the last 5 years. What's that between friends? Jesus, their best day. LAPD ever put five guys away in 6 months? I don't think of the best work they've ever done. They ever greased five people in 6 months. Cincinnati, they did it. So anyway, don't go down that road where, you know, violence is not an alternative. It's a very definite alternative, because when people start getting so frustrated that nobody's listening to anything that they're saying, that they're hearing the same bull crap morning, noon, and night, and they take to the streets, suddenly people start paying attention. So today I heard this mayor from Cincinnati with the knock it off, we're going to have the cops out there, the National Guard. Well, that's okay. That's you. Of course. And you should, and that's his job. And there's property to defend, and more importantly, there's people's lives to defend. But don't make any mistake about it. Everybody has got a wake-up freaking call over there. It's like a bucket of cold water on those cats. And the same thing in this town and any other town. Look at this bull crap about how violence doesn't prove anything or solve anything, because it's an alternative that Americans have optioned for years. You look at civil rights, nothing got done in this country about civil rights unless somebody was either getting fire hosed or somebody was getting shot at or somebody was burning a building down. Nothing. And don't give me that stuff about Martin Luther King. As great a man as he was, it was the violent fire hosing of people and police dogging of people that got stuff moving in Washington when it came to civil rights. Had nothing whatsoever to do with a lot of people getting together, holding hands, and singing songs. So here's the first thing they had to do. If you're going to chase a guy down an alley, let's maybe, does he have a warrant for, let's say, robbing a bank? Is there anything heavy going on there? Or is it the guy is being run down because he shoplifted cigarettes from the local Piggly Wiggly? What's going on? Well, it's, I don't know. It's a, okay, well, let him, you know, we'll pick him up at his mama's house in an hour. Tells the story. That's, if I'm a, is that wrong? Or is that, I guess that's naive, right? It's a police officer's duty. Oh, is that right? It's a police officer's duty. So every single solitary time a cop sees the law broken, he goes right after that person, right? Like, in other words, if he's driving home or if he's on duty, maybe he sees a guy going 75 miles an hour. Well, you know, he's going to some other call or he's on his way to get a donut. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I do know. In fact, I'm willing to bet that there is a guideline or a set of procedures where a guy can say, you don't chase this dude and put civilians at risk and put the rest of the populace at risk because this guy has got a bench warrant for crapping in the wrong dipsy dumpster. Now, maybe you start there, and then you say, okay, now who are the guys that we will, you know, it's a legitimate chase, you know, the guy's a flight risk, blah, 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 whatever, he's a danger to the community, something like a guy with a felony, assault, murder, any felony. Maybe that's it. Maybe these are the things these people can figure out. And then the next thing you got to do is you're really going to have to look into that racial profiling thing. I'm serious, guys. It just can't possibly be, unless you have a city where the crime rate among African Americans is completely out of control, that 15 guys dead in 5 years, 15 dead people at the hands of the Cincinnati police, that this is business as usual for you guys. You must have the world's worst black people. Or you got a cop problem. That's, you know, that's all there is to it. And five guys since September? And they're all men, and they're all black. How many of them had guns? I didn't see whether they were armed or unarmed. I think it's a legitimate question. So they're just, you know, you can get used to this. Pretty soon you start saying, well, you know, what the hell is one is another one, and we just shot another one. I figure we just shot another one, nobody said anything. Well, what the hell? Why this guy, not the other ones? So I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't know whether the rest of these guys had guns or not. But if they may be getting used to killing black people around there. I don't know what the story is. But, you guys have got to wake up to something, and it's a lesson learned very difficult way in Los Angeles and other cities. Violence is very definitely an alternative, and people use it when they want to get things moving. And you better believe after this crap gets chilled in Cincinnati, they got people moving all over the place. They're going to be singing hymns. They're going to be holding hands. They're going to be passing resolutions. They're going to be rebuilding. There's going to be people with brooms and dustpans, and they're going to be sweeping up the glass. And they're going to have festivals, and they're going to have music things, and they're going to join hands. And there's going to be a new agency, and there's going to be money pumped into jobs for teenagers. I heard this woman on CNN about 5 minutes ago, one of the news anchors. This was beautiful. She says, well, what about money for jobs? Do you think that'll help diffuse the situation? They got hooked on this diffuse the situation phrase. Money for jobs. Yeah, give a kid a job at McDonald's. He'll forget that somebody's chasing him and shooting at him. Put the guy in the fry bin. And what else are they going to have? They're going to have money for jobs. They're going to have money for this and money for that and money for something else. And there'll be police retraining. And there'll be more minority recruitment. And there'll be... We've seen the whole freaking thing. Not once, twice in this town. And maybe somebody will even build a Watts Towers if you're lucky. Maybe you guys will do it better than Los Angeles. Maybe you'll actually get serious about it. Maybe you'll actually really get the community involved. Because in this town, forget it. But maybe you guys will show the way. So good luck. Did we have any funny stuff we were going to do today? Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. 1-800-449, but this is the way we're going to start the show today. So maybe we'll keep going with this. Hell, I might do 3 hours the way I'm feeling. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686, Phil Henry Show. I just thought I'd start the show today with some discussion about the Cincinnati situation. I'd also like to acknowledge the gentleman who sent me the free coupons for a Fruit-A-Freeze. I guess he works for Fruit-A-Freeze, but I got to tell you, I can't stand Fruit-A-Freeze, and I'm going to throw these all away. Kevin, Fruit-A-Freeze, I'd rather choke than eat a Fruit-A-Freeze. So, huh? Craig doesn't even know what a Fruit-A-Freeze is. Neither do I, to be perfectly honest. But the reason why I'm saying that is because the guy made a crack in here about how fat I am. He also said that I'm not very good looking. He said, I know that you think you're a big star now and that the freebies and comps should be falling from the trees, but in fact, most people that become stars are good looking and you ain't. Most people that become stars are good looking? Most? Oh, dude. I'd love to have a town hall meeting on that one. Most people that become stars are good looking. Who's a star? Just name a star. Celia Ward. She's as ugly. I'm just kidding. Who's a star? Name a star. Name a star that's Fran Drescher. What, she's like hot? Dude, I've seen Fran Drescher. Up close. She is hot. She's very pretty. But she's stacked. I mean, Okay, so then there's... Well, how about somebody else? Okay, James Gandolfini. Frighteningly ugly. Great actor, but ain't no good-looking star there. How about Tom Hanks? Well, you think he's hot-looking, too? How about that guy... What's his face? The guy that was in that movie. What's his name? Ed Harris. Is he good-looking? Well, whatever the point, man. I don't want your Fruit-A-Freezes. So jam them where the sun doesn't shine. Thank you so very deeply for your concern. Now, getting back to our topic here, actually, are we talking about a topic? Are we doing anything? Mike's looking for phone calls. What happened is this. People are calling in, but we're not taking any phone calls from white people, so that's probably going to cut down the caller. Just save, if you're white, save yourself the trouble right now. I should have said something. See, when you talk about race, and when you stop down and maybe you're doing a little bit of a honest soul-searching about something like we occasionally do on this show, while this program does more than its fair share of hilarious material, occasionally we stop down and we do a little soul searching about the issues of the day. Primarily because I just feel like getting angry about it because I want to be heard on it. Your phone calls are secondary to that. But today, and today only, a special edition of You May Now Talk to Phil, but you're going to have to be young, female, and black to get on the program today. Young, female, and black only. That number again, 1-800-449-8686, young black women only. And you can call and, what are you getting, Mike? Nothing but angry middle-aged white guys, right? Every time something like this happens, every time there's an issue of race, this format, and I don't even want to, when it comes to news talk, man, don't blame me, because I got nothing to do with it. I am not a part of the talk radio format at all. I wash my hands of the whole sorry, sordid, rotten, disgusting format of talk radio. Because that's not what this show's about. But I'm dialing around, I'm listening to all these angry, middle-aged, balding white guys, which could be Ed Harris, now that you mention it. Because I was just thinking, Ed is balding, he's middle-aged, he's not particularly angry, he's such a great actor. I don't want to throw you in there, Ed, if you're listening, and you probably aren't. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, Pollock was great, by the way. Scorsese, Kundan, I liked it. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce that movie, that bad movie that he made. So you ever hear these angry white guys, so just bug off. Do us the extreme pleasure of not calling us, okay? We're talking about the whole trip in not only Cincinnati, but everywhere. It's this whole constant, long, you know, it's a never-ending broken record of police shoot unarmed man. How often are we going to be hearing about this stuff? And then you turn around and act surprised when people get angry. This is the part that really I get surprised at. And then the platitudes start. Violence never solved any problem. Says who? Okay, here we go. I asked for a young black female and you give me a guy. Jesus, Mike, you're killing me over here. Edwin, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Very good. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you.
Are you black?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Yes, I am.
Are you a woman?
Am I a woman?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm on my cell phone.
All right, okay. You're not a woman, but you are on your cell phone, so that's close. Go ahead.
I was just calling, you know, to comment about the Cincinnati issue, about, you know, these people that are in the police department with these kids getting killed over the past year, year and a half. I think it just reached a boiling point. Not that you made a comment earlier, you know, how come now than before, when people weren't saying anything, but I think it finally just reached a boiling point.
A boiling point? Well, yeah. I mean, this guy didn't have a gun. The guy they shot was unarmed. I don't know about the other five guys that have died since September.
Yeah.
And the other 15 that have died since 1995. This kid didn't have a weapon. And I probably what really hacked people off was, here's a kid that's dead because he ran away. He had warrants. What was the warrant he had? Seatbelt violation.
Wow.
Okay,
even heard that one.
Yeah, well, you got to stay up on your news, Edwin. Okay, brother, thanks for calling, if you don't mind me calling you brother.
No problem.
In the spirit of the times, thank you. Bye-bye. A lot of white people will be calling black people brother for the next few days because it's race riot time. 1-800-449-8686. So that was a great first call, Mike. He's in there. He's working his rear end off, and I'm giving him nothing but crap. I'm the guy. I'm working harder than you. Nice first call with that guy, the black guy from Salt Lake City. Sure he was. Okay. 1-800-449-8686 as we continue to field your calls and to try to decompress the situation. Try to diffuse the situation, I think is the phrase they've been using on CNN. Let's all be brothers and sisters. Come on, you can live at my house. And can't we all get along? Because it's all bad news, baby. And now's the time for everybody to start singing hymns in the street and holding hands. Right. Yeah, it just so happens. All right, 1-800, yeah, peace, brother. 1-800-449-8686. Our number again is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show accepting only calls from young black females. And this is The Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. As you know, this show can just do, we can do just about anything we want to do. We can do just cutting-edge comedy. We can talk about stuff. We can sound intelligent. We can sound like imbeciles. Today, we're going to do a whole bunch of all of that. Right now, I'd like to sound like an imbecile. We're talking about all these stuff in Cincinnati. We're also talking about this guy who sent me the Fruit-A-Freeze bars. I can't get over this guy. He actually sent me the Fruit-A-Freeze coupons, and he says you can pick them up at Ralph's and Gelson's. And, you'd be surprised what I do with a lot of the freebies that people send me, Kevin. I'm throwing these in the garbage. I don't want them. Think I'm too fat, huh? Don't think I'm good-looking enough, huh? Well, I'm throwing your Fruit-A-Freeze in the garbage. So anyway, we were just discussing moments ago the situation in Cincinnati, the, quote, disturbances, the, quote, riots, the trying to defuse the situation. Well, what it is a rebellion. It's an insurrection. It's what people do when government fails to respond to them. See, there's still a little bit of that stuff going on with you white people, especially that these are a lot of monkeys that are out of control. Don't tell me you're not thinking that way, because the attitude is everything's cool. The power structure, the status quo, that's cool. So these people, they're acting irrationally. That's what you're thinking. This is irrational. What's going on in Cincinnati, it's irrational. It was very sad. Of course, there's not a racist bone in my body. I think the kid, you know, he's shot by the police. It's very sad. But this is irrational. No, it's not. The sooner we start looking at this stuff the way we ought to be looking at it, which is this violence in Cincinnati is logical, then you start solving some problems. Instead of what we're going to have after this thing is chilled out, which is they're probably going to name a street after the kid that was shot. And let's not forget CNN Talkback Live, the one-year anniversary of Cincinnati. We're going to have Bobby Batista standing there. Let's go to the phone and read an email. It's the one-year anniversary of the Cincinnati stuff. What have we learned in that time? Mary?
I think that violence is really bad, and it's really gross.
Okay, let's go to a caller.
Yeah, I agree. It's in our town.
And where do you live?
Moose Jaw, Canada.
Oh, okay.
And we had a riot last year. It was just me rioting in the street because I'm the only black man there. So I just ran out in the street, took my clothes off, but it's really bad.
Okay, thank you. And that's what we're going to have a freaking year of, man. And, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and the Backstreet Boys will all come out with a song about Cincinnati. Maybe there'll be an album. Maybe there'll be a foundation. Maybe there'll be a benefit concert. That's it. There'll be a benefit concert for Cincinnati. It'll be in a park, and it'll be in downtown Cincinnati, and there'll be 100,000 people, and they'll all be holding candles. And there'll be black people and white people, and they'll be holding hands, and we'll be hearing talk endlessly about rebuilding our city. Now, am I a cynic? And I guess you're saying, easy for you, Henry, to sit there with your big, fat mouth being cynical. Well, come on. You got to have a little of this stuff injected into the situation, because nobody's ever been this honest. Well, I can't say nobody's ever been this honest before, but every time something like this happens, it's the same sniveling stuff. Now, I'm driving into work today, and I'm listening to I don't want to say who, but he's a very dear friend of mine. I really don't want to embarrass him, because he really sounded crappy today. But anyway, Sean Hannity, you're a nice guy. And anyway, I was listening to him. No, Sean, you're a good guy, but, oh, man, just stick to that whatever that is that you do. Don't talk about race. You're just a white Irish boy like me, and it just so happens I drop more acid than you, so I got things down a little bit better than you. Now, the point being, and there's Sean going, of course we have, actually, Sean talks like this,
of course we have some racism, but by and large, we've solved the problem. And yet, in America today, many of your
Oh, man, give it a break, will you? Have we solved the problem of race in America? Probably. I mean, are there still isolated pockets? Oh, I suppose. I mean, is there trouble in River City? Sure. I mean, are the Reds going to win the National League pennant this year? I don't know. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of questions, okay, but you got to take everything as it comes. You got to take each individual instance, and you can't blow it off like it's just a bunch of kids getting rowdy, and you can buy them off with a freaking summer job at Taco Bell. Because like they said on CNN today, maybe more summer jobs, maybe that. Oh, I got it. Okay. So the reason why they're throwing bottles is because it's a bunch of lazy black kids who ain't got no jobs. Is that it? When are you going to start taking some of these people seriously and at face value and listen to what they have to say? They feel that there is a problem with the police in that city. It's not because they ain't got no gig at Taco Bell. It isn't because they aren't getting lot pickup at McDonald's. It isn't because they don't have enough jack to go to the freaking mall. It's because they have a legitimate feeling that there's a problem with the coppers in that town. Freaking idiots. Jesus. And this is a journalist.
Maybe summer jobs.
See, that's why, that's the, huh? Yeah, quote journalist. See, this is the only problem we got. Just put more of them to work over there at Taco Bell, and then you can run them down in an alley and blow them away, and everything's cool. Hey, Eddie, you just got shot by the police. How does it feel?
Well, I got that job at Taco Bell. I guess I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Air.
Okay. Hey, look, a call. Anna, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
How are you?
Good. You know what?
You're a young black female?
Yes, dear.
You've reached the right station. Because this hour, we're giving way. Okay, go ahead.
They're saying in the New York Times that the blacks have been targeted for 30 years.
In the New York Times?
Yeah.
What are you reading that for?
Because I'm on the net.
Okay.
And it just came up. You know, it's one
and
of
you're literate,
things.
Unlike me.
Yes.
So they're saying that blacks have been targeted in Cincinnati for 30 years?
30 years, and that they've been complaining about it. And then just since November of last year, four of them have been killed
right.
by police.
Have they all been unarmed, or were they armed?
Well, it doesn't say anything.
A variety of situations.
Exactly.
Okay.
And and this one, I think, like the other caller was saying, was just the one that broke the camel's back. I mean, the kid is young. He wasn't doing anything. He's running away from you. And you shoot him and kill him and then say, you know, you have your people say, oh, the officer was in fear of his life.
The officer was in fear of his life, and I can understand that the officer could be in fear of his life. I don't think an officer should be put in that situation chasing down some kid who's got a bench warrant for peeing on the sidewalk. What is that? You know, in other words, hey, look, the guy's got a warrant. What's it for, Eddie? It's a bunch of misdemeanors. He crapped in a
exactly.
park. Okay, I tell you what. Yeah, have you got his home address? Yeah. Why don't we send an officer around to the home address
and shoot him.
And shoot the mother for having the kid? And that way, all right, Anna.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. That was a better call than the last one, but still, you know, a little weak. 1-800. No, she was okay. 1-800. Mike's working his ass off in there. We don't have a lot of black folks listening to the show tonight, and why not? 1-800-449-8686. Tell you what, the first black person to call this show, you get a Fruit-A-Freeze coupon. I'm just kidding. I can't. I threw them away. And for all the black people calling our program tonight, a free VIP coupon for Fruit-A-Freeze. What if we gave away a whole bunch of, like, coupons to nothing but African-Americans to visit the Gelsons in Beverly Hills? Okay? In other words, we got a bunch of coupons from the Gelsons in Beverly Hills, and we give them all to nothing but black listeners, but you've got to be in the Norwalk zip code. And so you can only use them on Wednesday. So, like, 1,000 black folks invade Beverly at 2 p.m. No, how about 2 a.m.? Yeah, we just send a contingent. Well, I don't want to say. It could be ugly, but it would probably be very nice. Probably a very pleasant encounter for all concerned. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Mike just walked in here, my producer, and said, you can say young black female all you want. All I'm getting are old, cranky white guys from St. Louis. As we continue our discussion of the deal in Cincinnati, we're only looking for young black females to call and talk to us on the program today, because if we have to talk about race, if we have to delve into this, if we have to get ourselves all worked into a lather and get into this very ugly and nasty area of conversation and social blight in America, the least we could do is have a couple of kicks and laughs talking to some young black women. as opposed to Grandpa checking in from Denver or something, all right? See, the whole reason, you think of this, I'm just being arbitrary and I'm not. The reason why is very simply this, and you're not going to like this, and I don't mean any offense, but I know you'll probably be upset. White people talking about race problems, it's just, oh. It's just, it's not an area that they know anything about. It's no fault. I guess you've been spending more time thinking of other things. And you say, I know what you're saying. Well, what are you doing talking about it, Henry? Well, that's because I have the show and you don't. That's what I'm doing talking about it. But it's just, nothing grates on my nerves more than listening to white folks checking in about race. Just do me a favor. Don't even bother because you're not getting on the air. Now, they wanted me to tell this story, a very interesting story in Vanity Fair about the whiskey on the Sunset Strip. The owner of the whiskey, or at that time, the Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip, was this cat who was having a problem. I forget his name, but it was a really great article about the history of the strip in Vanity Fair, and he was having a problem with the L.A. City Council about liquor license, or wherever you get the L.A. Liquor Commit, wherever you get your liquor license, he was having a problem with it. There were too many teenagers down on the strip at that time, partying, dancing in the streets. It was obviously a period in the development of music in this country and rock and roll, when particularly the Sunset Strip in Hollywood and other places, you know, San Francisco and other places, it was really exploding. And there were a lot of kids down on weeknights dancing, partying, and whatnot. And they wanted to really clear this traffic out. So they revoked the cat's liquor license. They revoked the ownership's liquor license there at the Whiskey A Go-Go, hoping, and it turns out they were right in assuming that it would limit the patrons going to this place. Well, what he did is he decided to book only, I wish I could remember the guy's name. I mean, the whole article was about it. It was great. He booked only Motown acts. He says, well, I know I'm going to get the liquor license back. I'm going to book only Motown. I'm going to book only Memphis Soul. I'm going to book Aretha and Otis Redding, The Temptations, a whole lot of R&B acts. And the next thing you know, there are like 300 black folks, 1,000 black people descending on the strip on a Friday night. And guess how long it took him to get his liquor license back? Like that. Because the merchants and the business owners there along Sunset Boulevard, no, man, you know, we get it. You can have your liquor license back. You see what I'm saying? You think times have changed? There's nothing changed. It's just you stay there and we'll stay here. That's the way it is. Look, I don't want to. I don't want anybody moving in next door to me any more than you do. If you're black, you probably don't want me moving in next door to you. As a matter of fact, let me just give you some advice. You don't want me moving in next door to you. I got 4 freaking kids. And even though I beat them regularly and they stay on a computer, you never know. But the fact is, we all got to cohabitate and we all got to live together and we all got to do the thing. So I think you guys got to just get a handle on this bull crap. Fire a couple of cops. Get a new mayor. I don't know, whatever you need. But do something like concrete. Otherwise, we're going to have what Craig and I were talking about. We're going to have all of these Band-Aids. And that's what I meant by that CNN one-year anniversary. Let's take a call. And a concert in the park and a benefit. And let's change the name of a street here, and let's build a building there, and all of these things that we've seen so many times before in a lot of other communities. You guys are going to make the mistake of doing the same thing in Cincinnati. Don't do it. Do everybody a favor. Actually solve the problem. You'll be way ahead of everybody else. You will do what L.A. hasn't been able to do. I don't care what Miami hadn't been able to do. Nobody, man. You will be able to do it. What is it that they're supposed to be doing? Oh, yeah, you'll be solving the problem there with the kids and the cops and the whole thing. All right, we're still waiting for young black women to call. Mike is just blowing off caller after caller. Go ahead, just put somebody. Tell you what. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can we help you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound about as white as they come.
I'm not.
Yeah, what are you?
Puerto Rican.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay.
All right. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You know, you're talking about the fat, bald guys. And here's the deal.
And I'm one of them.
Okay, whatever. But the bottom line is, you know, we have affirmative action. Giving people a break. Right?
We got affirmative action?
Well,
where's that?
Well, you know what it is, and we tried to have it. But the bottom line is, when it started working, every fat, bald guy started saying, it's reverse discrimination.
I know. I've just been talking about that. Thanks for your call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Could you take it off that speakerphone for me?
Oh, okay.
Very good. Just hold up that handset. Go ahead. She just hung up on herself. Oh, my God. Are you there? No, she's not there. Hello? Yes, sir. Hi. Hello? Okay, they're not there. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi. Yes, what can we do for you?
Well, I am white, young female, and I'm just calling from Houston.
I love this. Everybody has to, like, qualify. I'm white, and I'm young. Okay, thank you.
But I wanted to.
And you're young? How old are you?
I am 35.
35, she said.
35. And I tell you, there is hope, because I see my children, I see the school. I've been in Girl Scouts, been a leader for many years, where we do not have discrimination. We believe we are all brothers and sisters.
Have you ever shot a Girl Scout running from a meeting?
No, I have not. And I tell you, it upsets me just as bad, because it is, no matter what, is a child that is dead now. And it is something that I've prayed on a lot. But I want to say, our children don't see colors anymore.
Sure.
They are seeing their brothers and sisters. And
where are you calling
right now,
from? Where? What girl?
Houston,
what?
Houston.
Houston.
Where we have,
it's
yes.
not like the Garden of Eden or something. What do you mean our kids don't see color anymore?
Look, you got to remember, Texas. It was a bunch of cowboys, and I moved from Indiana.
How do you know that? When they're holding hands, black kids and white kids, that they're not secretly deep down going, I'm only doing this because my parents are telling me to.
They don't do it. No.
How
more.
Do you know?
We have, in the city of Houston, we have a black police officer who became the chief of police, and now he is the mayor of the city of Houston.
We had a black mayor for 30 years in L.A. That didn't help anything.
But let me tell you, yes, you're still.
Is that the first black guy?
Everywhere you go.
Is that the first black mayor you've had in Houston?
Yes, it is.
We had one for 30 years here.
I know. I know. We have to hope that it's going to get better every generation that goes by. But the most important
thing. That's too long to wait. I want it to happen now.
And I know you do, but what recommendations are you going to make? Yes, we
Here's my recommendation. Here's my recommendation. Take every black guy in Cincinnati and shoot him now. That'll save them time, okay?
No.
That
no.
way, you know, however many, that'll save time over the next 5 years.
But you have to realize, unfortunately, I lost a lot of family in Germany because of that.
You lost a lot of family in Germany?
In
Doing what?
I lost my great-grandparents and my grandparents.
Were they running from cops?
They were running from the Nazis. And
see, that's what they get.
We do have oppression. We do have oppression, and it is something.
So your grandparents were running from Nazis? This black kid was running from Nazis? From the police? Okay, dear, I continue to hold out hope as you do. 1-800-449. Notice I have to give the obligatory thing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.